Om Shanti. How is everyone today? After you have had Avyakt meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada in the Avyakt form yesterday, how do you feel today? Did you get the response for your love from Baba? We are very fortunate, even though the chariot was not well, but Baba had so much pull towards Baba's children's love that he had to pull Dadi to the subtle region and show the scene of our love for Baba. And Baba gave everyone a hug also. Did you have Baba's hug yesterday? Yes. So, you know, for those years, for the past 44 years, we have been celebrating meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada in the corporeal form. And Baba has been telling us through the corporeal form, prepare yourself to come to the subtle region, become an angel and celebrate meeting with Baba. So drama and the time teaches us many lessons to prepare ourselves for the future. So when we know how to celebrate meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada in the Avyakt form, there is no time limit. There is no problem for sitting arrangement. There is no day or night. You can go to Baba anytime, anywhere, as long as you want. You can be with Baba and receive blessings. So it was a very wonderful experience yesterday. And I'm sure each one of us felt the presence of Baba when Dadi was speaking about how he felt about the children and how much love he was giving. So keep that experience with you and increase that experience so that in Brahmin life we are able to celebrate that meeting with Bap Dada as long as the confluence age continues. That's Baba's promise. As long as the confluence age, that long Baba will keep meeting us. But of course, we forget in what form. It could be in the Avyakt form, it could be in the corporeal form. So we should be prepared for that. I hope nobody had any disappointment. Baba has fulfilled everyone's desires, right? And now, of course, we love Baba. And what is the thought in our heart? We want to fulfill Baba's wish. We want to give the return for Baba's love. Is that your thought? Or you keep receiving? We also want to give something in return. And we want to fulfill Baba's wish. And Baba's wish for us is not for himself. His wish for us is also for ourselves. So keeping Baba's versions of what hope, what wish Baba has for us, I was thinking, you know, when we look at our present effort, keeping in mind that we want to give the return to Baba's love, we want to fulfill Baba's hopes and desires, there are two aims. One aim is for the self, and the other aim in our effort is for service. So the main aim of the self is to become complete and perfect, equal to the Father. Is that your aim also? Any other aim? Whether you call it karmati stage, whether you call it angel, bap, saman, it is the same. Becoming complete and perfect. That is for the self. And for service, what is the aim? To reveal Baba. To show Baba to the world. So that all people in the world together say, our Baba has come. Mera Baba aa gaya. But we have not reached to that stage yet. As per today's Baba's Murli, we have only reached the first step. What first step Baba said today? When souls listen to Baba's knowledge, they get impressed by the knowledge, they are impressed by the Brahma Kumaris, and so they become cooperative. That much is happening. Many BK friends, many contact souls, they praise Brahma Kumaris, they cooperate. But what is the next step we have to take them so that Baba's name can be glorified? They should have that enthusiasm to claim inheritance from Baba. Just like we have the enthusiasm to claim inheritance from Baba, so they should become child and claim that inheritance. When they have that recognition, then from their heart, what sound will emerge? Mera Baba aa gaya. Whether they are Christians or Muslims or Buddhists or Hindus or anyone, everyone will sing together this song. Recognition. Then only the curtain can fall. We will go home. Anyway, it will definitely happen. It has happened last Kalpa. But the only wonder is from where it is going to happen. Who will become the instrument to make this sound spread? And that is why yesterday in the Murli that we heard yesterday, recorded Murli, Baba was talking about the method of glorifying Baba's name. Did you make a note? Baba said, the method to glorify Baba's name is only through the power of silence. With the power of silence, actually, we can achieve both aims. Becoming equal to the Father, at the same time, glorify Baba's name. So one particular power that Baba wants us to experiment and experience is power of silence. So this evening I thought we will explore a little bit depth into this power of silence and see how it is connected with revealing Baba and also becoming equal to the Father. Now we have heard many times silence power, we have silence bhaktis and silence retreats. But how many of us have really understood the meaning of silence? What is silence? What comes to your mind when you hear the word silence. Sometimes we connect it with quietness. When there is no sound, no noise, silence. That is not silence. That is called quietness. You know, when nobody is talking, nothing is making noise, it is quiet. Of course, we need to have that stage to begin with, to prepare ourselves to go into silence, before even experiencing that quiet, inner quiet, I need to have stillness. So there are 7 steps to silence. So it has to start with stillness. You know, yesterday Baba was saying in the Murli, many times we sit in yoga, we make up our mind half an hour we will sit. But we are not able to meditate for the whole half an hour. The reason is, my mind is not quiet, my body is not still. So the first step of the power of silence is stillness. You know, when there is no wind, everything is still. You can see the vibration at that time is so serene. So first of all, I need to experiment practicing to sit still in one particular place for a particular number of minutes. Stillness. Once I am able to master this art of going into stillness, then I can turn my mind within and experience quietness. No, quietness of the mind, calmness of the mind is like a lake without any ripples. So I have to quieten my mind. There is constant chatter. Mind is always talking, talking, talking. Means thinking, thinking. So I have to really stop thinking. No, Dadi Janki often have said, don't think. So what it means is, thoughts are inevitable. It's not that you don't have thoughts. Thoughts are inevitable. Thinking is optional. You don't have to think all the thoughts that comes to your mind. Because many silly, funny, ordinary thoughts may also come, but I don't think about it. When I develop that habit of not thinking, just be, I will be able to have that quietness. Quietness, where you can hear your own thoughts. And then the third step is peace. What is peace? We define peace in simple words as positive state of mind. So when you are in quiet, there could be all kinds of thoughts passing, but you are not disturbed. But peace means just positive thoughts only. And when I have positive thoughts, and it is all about myself, soul consciousness, total embodiment of soul consciousness. You are not just thinking, but you are embodying that thought of soul. I am peace. I am light. I am love. So the speed of thoughts will be slow, and you can feel the peace within, balance, state of mind, inner calm, harmony. So I can experience this state of quietness, stillness, and also peace even while performing action. That's why Baba said yesterday, you have to practice varieties of drill every now and then. When you say stop to your mind, stop. When you say start, start. So I should be able to have total controlling power. So when the positive thoughts in my mind becomes concentrated, it turns into pure thoughts. And what is power of silence is concentrated pure thoughts. It is not thoughtlessness. In Raj Yoga, we don't have any stage in which we become thoughtless. So one of the definitions of power of silence is the power of pure thought. Power of silence is the power of pure thoughts. So silence is made up of three things: pure thoughts, pure feelings, and language of the eyes. In silence, you don't have to speak. That is why angels are said to be having power of silence. Subtle region operates on the basis of power of silence. Purity, the power of pure thoughts, it can be expressed through the eyes, through the face, through bhavna. So if I want to become equal to Baba, if I want to reach my complete and perfect stage, I need to develop the power of pure thoughts. Now, there are pure thoughts and pure feelings. So, pure thoughts are connected with the subject of knowledge. And pure feelings are connected with the power of yoga. Today, Baba said, the power of remembrance is the power of silence. So why Baba said that? Because it is not just power of knowledge. You know, with knowledge you can accumulate power of pure thoughts. But in yoga it turns into feelings. So when my thoughts become feelings, it can travel. You know, because Baba is emphasizing so much on the service through the mind. So service through the mind is service through power of silence, power of pure thoughts. So if really we want to touch souls all over the world, no matter where they are, who they are, we have to increase the treasure of pure thoughts first. As Baba said couple of weeks in the Murli, the one of the methods to accumulate the power of pure thoughts is churning. During the day, the more you churn the ocean of knowledge, the more you recycle pure energy. So you accumulate the power of pure thoughts. And then when you sit in yoga, on the basis of that accumulation of pure thoughts, you are able to connect and create that feeling, yoga power. What is yoga power? What is yoga power? Power of purity, power of silence. It's vibrations, isn't it? You know, it's vibrations. Giving good wishes, pure feelings, it's vibrations. So that is why Baba said today, don't you feel the whole world is your family, unlimited family. Don't you have mercy and compassion to the souls of the whole world? So I need to actually become unlimited. No, create that unlimited feelings. So that is why someone who is a world benefactor, they always have the world emerged on the screen of their mind. And they embrace the whole world as their family. You know, I don't have to give good wishes to my Laukik family, my Laukik relatives, and I want them to come to knowledge. You know, they should become Baba's children. That is limitation. But actually, if I am on the unlimited, I will wish that feelings for the whole world. What it means to be merciful, what it means to be compassionate, to share, you know, to distribute what I have received from Baba to my family. So I need to begin to have, you know, enlarge my heart, expand my mind, you know, have an unlimited vision and create that feelings in my heart that let all souls of the world receive from Baba, not I am giving, receive from Baba their inheritance. After all, they are my brothers and sisters. But I have to be on the unlimited with Baba. That's why Baba said yesterday, the top point from where you can see the whole world is Parandham. That's why Baba said every now and then, as soon as you finish your physical action in this world, every now and then go to the top point. You know, it is like connecting with the satellite. Because until we make that satellite connection, it cannot reach out to the whole world. So I need to lift my consciousness now. Even go beyond this thought that I am giving Sakash. If I am having this thought, I am giving Sakash, I am not giving. I have to go beyond this thought and just be in the top point. I like that very much. And from there, you just connect with Baba, create this feeling. You know, love, compassion, whatever I have received from Baba, let my brother's souls in the world receive. So if it is a genuine collective practice, it will reach out to the whole world. For that, we need concentration. Power of silence is the power of concentration. When my thoughts are totally concentrated, focused on that one point, from there it will reach out. So that is why it is very important for us to be introverted and love solitude. Because introversion and solitude are the two companions of power of silence. You cannot experiment and experience the power of silence without being introvert, without having loving solitude. Solitude means not physically isolating myself. Solitude means going into the depth of one. So I need to give myself a chance where I am totally free from waste. That's why Baba said yesterday, in order to experience the power of silence, your mind and your intellect has to be clean and clear. Underline that. If my mind and intellect is not clean and clear, I won't have touching power, I wouldn't have catching power. You know, I will not be able to receive. So I cannot give also. So I like that one signal Baba gave yesterday. What is it that removes the clarity of our mind and intellect? Cleanliness. Any form of negative thoughts towards any situation, any circumstances, even any negative thoughts about the service companions, then my thoughts will not reach out. You understand? Because pure thoughts, power of silence is like laser. You know, it can surpass every kind of vibration and reach out. But if there is any negativity about any soul, any situation, any circumstance, my thoughts will get lost. At the time of meditation, I may be okay. But during the day, when I am interacting with others, I still have waste thoughts and negative thoughts. So that will not allow my pure thoughts to reach out to the world. So this is why Baba says, you have to keep attention to make sure I do not have any waste thoughts first. You know, I remember Dadi gave a very beautiful analogy. Say you are traveling on the water in a boat. So as long as the boat is floating in the water, you are sure that the boat will go from this end to the other end, right? But in case, for example, there is a hole in the boat, water begins to enter the boat, what will happen to the boat? Will it reach the other end? No, it will sink right there. So this is our situation now. We want to reveal Baba to the world. We want to become equal to the Father. But our thoughts are still waste and negative. So it is getting lost somewhere. So we are not in a position to fulfill Baba's wishes. So this is why Baba said he doesn't like children laboring anymore, fighting, battling anymore. You know, so to make the mind clean first. Mind clean means no waste thought, no negative thoughts. Only positive, pure thoughts. So when I accumulate certain percentage of pure and positive thought, it will start turning into feelings automatically. You know, there is a melting point for everything. Melting point for water, melting point for ice, melting point for gold. So it has to reach that stage. Then it will automatically spread out everywhere. So that is why power of silence. We need to really practice every now and then, stop, become bodiless, become incorporeal, you know, become an angel, become just the dot. Can I do it? If I train myself to practice this several times during the day. So when I sit in meditation, it is possible that I will not have to battle. So at least I can move from the peace in the form of virtue into peace in the form of power, power of silence, power of pure thoughts, where my mind is full of good thinking for myself and good wishes for others. See, if my mind has bad wish even for one soul, if I have bad feelings in my heart even for one soul, my mind is not clean, my heart is not clean, so I am not qualified to serve through the mind. So I have to make my mind qualified, clean mind, then clear intellect, no influence on the intellect, clear. Then only I can get the touching. What I need to do, I can catch the touching. As Baba said, in the future, all these scientific devices is not going to work. Even today we have seen, no, when there are hurricanes and storms, everything is cut off. Nothing is working except our wireless set. So if I have maintained clear connection for a long period of time, I will be able to get the touching. So that is power of silence. Then the next step is actually, in silence also there are three steps. Dead silence, sweet silence, and supreme silence. So I have to also experience what is dead silence. Have you experienced dead silence? When can you experience dead silence? When you are dead. And when do we die? While alive. When you become bodiless. You know, when a soul leaves the body, then we say so and so has died. Soul has left. So that place, have a dead silence where the dead body is kept. Nobody is talking. Everybody is quiet, but there is a kind of sorrowful emotions there. Because it is a involuntary action. The soul has suddenly left the body. So attachment brings sorrow. But here I have to have the experience of dead silence, which means I voluntarily, totally become separate from the body, so I am dead to this body. So it is a blissful experience. You know, dead silence is full of bliss. It's very powerful. Once awake, Baba said, 1 minute of bodiless stage is equal to 1 hour of sleep. Means that much energy I give to my body, And when all of us are in that stage of being bodiless, it creates such a powerful atmosphere that any soul is able to become bodiless as they enter. So revelation of Baba can take place only through giving experience to souls. So that is why Baba is talking about becoming an embodiment of experience. So when we are in that stage, when souls come, they will become bodiless. You don't have to teach them the knowledge of the soul. And this is what Sakar Baba did. When Baba met people, first drishti, they become bodiless. Because Baba's practice of bodiless stage is so deep. So it is actually power of silence is the answer for self-service and world service. Because when I go into the depth of silence, I have my realization of my original eternal self, how I was. So it is easy to become that. And of course, the atmosphere that is created becomes an instrument to give experience to souls. Because there is such silence that, you know, souls no need to speak. So that is something that we need to practice many times during the day. So we have to make time. You know, because how do I know I am bodiless at any time? Experiencing that silence. You are not unconscious, but you go beyond. Beyond name, beyond age, beyond sex, beyond everything, beyond bodily needs. Just be. It's a beautiful experience. Dead silence. And then comes the sweet silence. What Baba was talking yesterday, the top point. What kind of silence do I experience when I am in Parandam? Have you been to Parandam recently? How long can you stay in Parandam? Touch and go? No, I should have the break, powerful break, that I can stay as long as I want. Why we experience sweet silence in Parandam? Because the soul is totally liberated from all karmic accounts, all sorrow, all suffering. Because I, the soul, I am in my total 100% pure state. So when we are in that top point, not only the rays of silence reach out to the world, but we also become Bab Saman. Because we become equal to Shiv Baba in Parandam. Just as Baba is ocean of peace, we become master ocean of peace. Just as Baba is almighty authority, we become master almighty authority. So we experience our eternal state, which is complete and perfect. At the same time, simultaneously, that sweet silence is like a lighthouse. It will spread out into the world. So what Baba said yesterday was, there should be the experience of power of silence even while speaking. There should be the power of silence even while doing service. See, one is to experience Parandam, sweet silence, when we have withdrawn ourselves in the incorporeal stage, mukti stage, that's fine. But how to have that power of silence experience in words? How to have that power of silence experience in action? See, angels, for example, they interact. They perform all action, but through their features, they reveal God. That is why angels are considered to be human in form, godly in nature. That is what is called revealing Baba through our features. See, our form will be still human, but our nature is godly. So when anybody will see, they will see Baba's qualities through our features. Baba said Surat and Murat. It is not the physical face. We will not all have physical face like Brahma Baba to reveal him, but the character, you know, the personality will be the same. No, when everybody becomes having the same features, together other people can recognize who they are. No? Allah log, God's people, angels have come. So it is in a way, Baba was giving signal, it is through our angelic form, through our angelic stage, we have to reveal Baba. Because angels are the embodiment of power of silence. To become an angel means to become complete. That is the degree we get in the confluence age for our study. Angels are described as being full, peaceful, loveful, powerful. Whereas our perfect stage is defined as 16 celestial degrees complete and so on. So we have to now step away from this Brahmin stage into the angelic stage. The more we remain during the day in the angelic stage, the easier for us to go to the top, Parandham, where I am in my eternal form, having my eternal qualities emerged. So just imagine, then the subtle region will be here. You know, sometimes we ask people, how far is the subtle region? What do you say? How long do you take to go to the subtle region? How do you go in 1 second? How do you go in 1 second? We are not trans messengers. You know, Dadi Gulzar comes and sits and do like this and go. We cannot do that, you know. So how do you go in 1 second? It means just a change of consciousness. That's why we always say change your dress and your address change. So I have to learn to change this white dress into light dress. So the moment you change your dress, you are in the subtle. What is avyakt means? Vyakt means physical. Avyakt means beyond physical. And what is beyond physical? Subtle. So it is not far away, but we make it difficulty for ourselves because the consciousness of the body is very tight. You know, when you wear a tight dress, it's very difficult to change into another dress. So this is why I have to put on this physical dress just for the sake of performing action. Just like we put on nightie, put on apron, very loose. We can just take it out instantly so that it is not sticking on to ourselves. That's why Baba said once, you know, every morning when you wake up with this one thought that I, the soul, I am descending from Brahmalok, you know, I am reincarnating today in this body for the sake of giving God's message, for helping in establishing deity religion. Incarnation has only two jobs, nothing else. No karmic accounts to settle, nothing. They are pure souls. So if I maintain that consciousness, I am an incarnation, I am avatar, I am entering into this body, so I only do action and as soon as I finish, I go back. So several times practice this dress change exercise. You know, so then I am able to hold on to my angelic stage for a longer period of time. So then automatically when we are in that angelic form, our features will be the same as Baba, angel, equal to Baba the angel, complete. And of course, there is no need for a lot of words to be used. No, that is why Baba is giving signal. You don't have to use too many words because we have to turn this corporeal world into angelic region. A few words softly and we understand through signal. But of course for that the intellect has to be clear. So we have to take care of our mind and intellect. Most important thing, to experiment with the power of silence so that we are able to lift our consciousness instantly and go to Baba and just be with Baba. Connect with the satellite and from there the vibrations will reach out. So this is why the practice of remembrance, deep remembrance. You know, Baba also spoke about volcanic. So we can reach into that volcanic stage once we have reached to the stage of fire of yoga. You know, totally lost in the love of one Baba. So when that sweet silence is experienced, we ourselves are in mukti, in the stage of mukti, and that vibrations will reach out. And then the last stage of silence is supreme silence. That is jivan mukti in the confluence age. Because when we are in the golden age, we are in silence. But we don't know. So we need to experience that supreme paramanand, the bliss, supersensuous joy of the gopis and gopis here in this life. So for that also, you know, how do we know? You know, the more we stay in the top point of the corporeal world, as Baba said yesterday, the confluence age, the easier it is for us to experience jivan mukti in the confluence age. So sometimes when I think about experiencing jivan mukti in the confluence age, one thing that comes to my mind is just to enjoy every moment of the confluence day, because deities experience that blissful experience in relationship because they live in the present. They don't know what happened in the past. They don't know where they will be going in the future. There is no question of, you know, one soul leaving the body and taking another. They won't be even aware of that. They are just in the present. So the more we keep ourselves at the top point of the cycle in the corporeal world, the confluence age, the easier for us to experience Jivan Mukti of the confluence age, that is Paramanand, supreme silence. So in essence, what we need to do actually to fulfill the two aims that we have in our mind, to become equal to Baba and also reveal Baba through our action, we have to explore the depth of silence. So every day to check myself, to what extent I have accumulated the power of pure thoughts. Because the more I have the accumulation of power of pure thoughts, the more my, you know, my feet of my intellect will be lifted beyond this world. So automatically, I am able to take the sanskaras of Baba. Because when I draw sanskaras of Baba into myself, then my features will reveal Baba. Like we see Dadi Prakashmani, perfect example. She was also like us, a human being. But why she was able to reveal Baba through her face, through her activities, because she make Baba's sanskaras her sanskaras. She followed Baba at every step. So that is why anyone who saw her automatically were able to recognize God. So that's why one of the things that Baba keeps on reminding us is to follow Father at every step. You know, in yoga we have to remember Shiv Baba. In action we have to follow Brahma Baba. So this is something we have to understand clearly, because sometimes Brahmins get confused. You know, Baba said, don't remember Brahma Baba, and then Baba said, follow Brahma Baba. So in action, you have to follow Brahma Baba. But in yoga, I have to remember Shiv Baba, because Brahma Baba also became number one Narayan because he remembered Shiv Baba. So then there should be no confusion. So take care of your mind and intellect again. So it is not holding any negativity or waste about any soul, any situation. Understanding, you know, as Baba said, we are the world benefactors, we are the ancestor souls, we are the responsible for serving the whole tree. So that feeling of mercy, feeling of compassion that we create in our heart for every soul will reach out. And when souls have that experience, then only Baba will be revealed. No? Experience is important. So when I experience it myself, then I am able to give that experience to others. Is that clear? So, hourly checking, how much I have accumulated the power of pure thoughts. So for that, I need to have interest for knowledge. I need to have the hobby of going into the depth of knowledge. I need to have interest for study, so that I take that pure energy, and that is recycling, so there is no margin for waste. No maya, no battling, no labor. So automatically I become free and I can connect with Baba myself. So it is not a blank mind. Silence is not empty mind. It's full actually. And that is why it is powerful. So you have to start off with stillness, quietness, peace, silence, and then hold on. Because when the foundation is strong, it lasts longer. So for the next half an hour, we try to experiment practically, how we can detach ourselves from this body. First, experience peace, then move to the subtle region, experience the power of silence, and leave that subtle body and go to the top point where I am just a being of light with Baba, the being of light, and let that power of silence spread out. The deeper my experience, the rays of silence will spread far and wide. So let us make ourselves free now, totally free. So that we don't move around or anything. So in the beginning I will speak a few thoughts to help you into that journey, and then we will have total silence. Just at the top point in Parandam with Baba as a point. Om Shanti. I allow my body to sit comfortably. I turn my mind within. I become aware of myself as a being of light, I am light, I am a point, full of peace, love and power. In 1 second, with the power of thoughts, I move away from the consciousness of this body. I am floating as a being of light into the region of white light. I am light in the body of light. I feel light. Light and light all round. I see in front of me the angelic form of Bab Dadam I come closer and closer in my angelic form. And Baba's Drishti fills me with power. I enjoy these moments going beyond with Baba's Drishti. I let go of this body of light as I am pulled like a magnet into the region of golden red light. I am light. I am with Baba, the Supreme Light. I'm connected with the Source of Light. Experiencing the sweetness of silence. Total liberation. I am light. I absorb light from the ever-lit light, radiant light. Thank you. I am so blind. I really hate lights. Light upon light in silence. Feeling light. Being light. Feeling full and complete, equal to the Father in my home, the soul world. I am in my home, sweet silence home. I am with my Father, the supreme lights. I am totally absorbed. experiencing bliss. Experiencing light. Feeling totally silent. Blissful. Sweet silence of my home. I am beyond floating, beyond the pull of matter in my eternal state of being a pure powerful silence, divine silence in my home.
soul world with Baba, the Supreme Light, showering rays of light and might. I am totally absorbed. Enjoy these moments of being back home with my Baba in my eternal.